Today's daf is Masechet Shavuot. We're holding on daf Gimel. We're going to start right at the end of the Mishnah on Beit Ovin Beit. So asks the Gemara, why do we have this strange Mishnah here? I mean, it's talking about things that Bechlal do not seem to be related to the Seder of Nezikin that we've had so far. I mean, Yishlema, you want to tell me that we'd be talking about Shavuot HaDayanim? I could hear that. But the whole Mishnah is constructed around Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba is only Shvuat Bitui. Shvuat Bitui has nothing to do with Nezikin. And then to get off on this tangent about the question of Yediyot HaTumah, no, I mean, it's what would bring us to structure Masechet Shavuot in this way that it should come after Makot instead of making it a very reasonable continuation of the court procedures? So we'll go directly into it. Till now we're talking about the onashim of the dayanim. Now we go into Shvuot. The dayanim would be a very normal way to begin the Masechta. Instead, we not only start talking about something that is not negeya, the whole Sanhedrin Marcus ending of the Nezikin issues that we've had until now, but we even create a structure in which the structure leads us further and further astray and concentrates on element of Shavuos that is unrelated bichlal. I mean, even there in the very sugya, let's say even you don't want to talk about Shavuos HaDayanim, but in the very sugya itself that we've been discussing, which is Korban Oil of Yoreid, we certainly have the dinner Shavuos HaEdos. That's the first one, which Tosfos understood was the remez to Shavuos. Why do we begin with Shavuos HaDayanim? Because even though the Maisa of the Pusik starts talking about Yediyot HaTumah before Shavuos, so Lechora, you should have begun with Yediyot HaTumah. But in general, Shavuos comes first. But what's that in general, Shavuos comes first? Shavuos Eidus. So for heaven's sakes, go directly from Makkos to Shavuos Eidus. If you want to have a little tangent over there after Shavuos Eidus, to get into the other questions, the Korban Oil of Yoreid, of Yediyot HaTumah, and of Shavuos Bitui, I understand. But this Mishnah is maddening because it forces the Masechet into a pattern that does not relate it back to Sanhedrin and Makkos. Why would we do that? Now, that's the Gemara's kasha. Michti. Tana mimakot solek. We just finished learning Masechet Makkot. If Lamaisa, we view Masechet Shavuot as not focusing on the inyan of Shavuos HaDayanim and Shavuos HaEdos, and bringing those things only towards the end, which means that they're secondary to the nature of the Masechet, then why in the world would we have a Shavuos of this sort following Makkos as if it's meant to be a continuation of Makkos? Can you explain that to me? So my Shnada Tani Shavuos here? Ah, no, it fits in very well. Because structurally speaking, the end of Makkos focuses, strangely enough, remember, we left out the majority of the Chiyuvim of Malkus, and it focuses on interesting cases. So one of the interesting cases is where you have multiple modalities of being over the Yisr so that you could be Chayiv two things on one. So we talked about the Peyot HaRosh, or essentially two. We talked about the Peyot HaZakana, two on either side. Now that sounds very much like Shnayim Shem Arba. That you have one chiyuv that is split. And that's exactly the point. What was the last sugya in Masechet Makkot? Mishubdetoni chayav al arosh shtayim. Achat mikan v'achat mikan. Al hazakan, shtayim mikan v'shtayim mikan. V'achat milamata. So what is that structurally? Choda, one isur, the mechayav al atarte, which has various iterations that you can do. Because of that, we already want to maintain that structure, which is Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Once we're on the Shtayim Shein Arba, we already follow through with what appears to be the tangential description of other Shtayim Shein Arbas. Right, so I understand. You're telling me that this is more of the Makor of Shtayim Shein Arba than Masechet Shabbos? The Masechet Negoyim. Over there, that's also Shtayim Shein Arba is the Ikar Nekud, is the whole Nekud of Aitzah. So how come when it comes to Masechet Shabbat, the Masechet Negoyim, all it talks about is Shtayim Shein Arba in either Shabbat or Negoyim, respectively, And over here, where it's only a structural issue, it's not central to the whole understanding. Here it mentions four cases of Shtayim Shein Arba. Does that make sense? It's true, it's very interesting that here we're focusing specifically on that structure. But that's not enough of an excuse to say that the entire Mishnah now, which was Agav, a Shtayim Shein Arba type of thing, a Choda Shutarte, should list every possible type of Choda Shutarte. And all of these questions we need to figure out. Ask the Gemara, so why is it that Dafke here in Shavuos, we give you a list of four different cases, which is an exhaustive list of the Shtayim Shein Arba, and why by Shabbat, Yitziyot HaShabbat, or why by Mar'ot HaNegaim, where we begin the Masechta with the description of Shnayim Shein Arba, we don't go off on a tangent to discuss and Shvui Shnayim Shein Arba, and so on. Why is that? So Lo Katanya Lula Kula Amrei. No. There's another piece of the puzzle here that you're missing. Remember that Shvuot and Yideot HaTum'ah are inextricably linked for some reason. Because, first of all, they're written by each other. Ch'tive Gabe Hadadi. I mean, we know that the entire sugya of Korban Olah V'Yareid presents the parasha with a combination of various types of shvuah, shvuah ha'edus, yedias hatuma, shvuah bitui. So clearly something is going on over here. Furthermore, I mean, in practical terms, they're damin la'adadeh. That means that the end result is that they end up being similar to each other, the Korban Olah V'Yareid, and we pointed out even in the nature of the way the pasuk presents it, of yediyah, which l'chora has no place to be spoken about, and nonetheless stresses that combination. So therefore, we certainly have no choice. If we're going to talk about Shvuah Shtayim, you have to talk about the din of yediyah satuma, because otherwise you're missing on the way that the Torah presents the sugya. So therefore, we needed to talk about also this halacha. So Tani lo gabe hadad. Okay, now we already have two different cases which also share the structure of Shtayim Shein Arba. Now that's already too much to be a coincidence. If the Shtayim Shein Arba is so central, it would account for why we would want to focus on the relationship to Makkos of Shtayim Shein Arba, but it would also explain why that focus is meaningful enough to add the other two cases of Shtayim Shein Arba, which is Marot Negaim and Shabbat. So therefore, now that you've got two cases, I did an entire tape. Memela, we already finish up and tell you the other two. Tzonikulu. Okay, but what about the structure of the Mishnah? The structure of the Mishnah is very strange. It starts off pretending to be discussing Shvuot Shtayim, and then immediately changes to discussing Yediyot HaTumah, and this goes on for two full prokim. I mean, come on. Well, what's that all about? Now, don't give me the standard answer, as Tosis points out, that oftentimes a Mishnah begins explaining the second of the two mentions, because over here it's not the second of the two mentions, it's the second of four mentions. So if you're not going to start explaining the last one, then explain the first one. Don't pick some arbitrary point in the middle and start describing the second one. Where do we ever see such a thing? So you can't give me that answer. Tana mimai desolik. It's not mimai desolik. And therefore, I ask, says the Gemara, patach b'shavuot umefaresh yediyot hatumah? I'd explain that. Well, that's something else. That's because I did the zutr milayu posik shadilu. We also have another klal that we will always finish up something that can be finished up relatively rapidly before getting into the central meal. So, I mean, you want to have a forshpais. Okay, so this is the forshpais. Okay, two prokim is not exactly fast, but it's a lot faster than the concentration that we're going to have on Shavuos. Even though Lamaisa, as Tosis points out, there's going to be very short perek about Shavuos Bitui, and a lot of this has to do with the other type of Shavuos. Okay, but that's true. But in the same way that we had yesterday, a whole daf describing this strange set of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedesha that has all these various modes that require five different seirim that we're going to be talking about. So too are there all these various modes when it comes to Shavuos. Because what we have to discuss over here is the cases that are mentioned, they're beferish. So we have in the Torah, we already finished most Shavuos HaDayanim. We're going to talk about here Shavuos Ha'edus. Then we get to Shavuos Bitri. Then we have, before we had Shavuos HaPikotan, which is part of Shavuos HaDayonim in the broader sense. Shavuos of Kvira on Mamay, which is a whole sugya in and of itself. And then we have Shavuos Shav. It's a particular type of Shavuos Sheker, which is in the Luchais. There's all types of different things that are all part of this overall set called Shavuos. That, says Tesis, is what the Gemara means over here. In other words, that, we have two sets. So we can finish up one quickly, and the other one's going to take up the rest of the Masechta. We finish up the one quickly, and then we go on to the set of Shavuos, even though this particular one may be shorter. And we saw that Tesis is consistent in this, because that's how he explains the opening of the Mishnah with Shavuos, the word Shavuos. What are we talking about, Shavuos, if Yedias Satuma comes first? Because, in general, Lishvat Ha'edut, Shama Kol Olam, is the opening of the parsha of Korban Olah V'Yireh. Okay, so now we have a sense of the structure of the Mishnah. Let's now get into the exact cases that the Mishnah is referring to. We know that on these four cases of Shtayim Shein Arba, we need to explain what we mean by Shtayim Shein Arba. So, Shvuei Shtayim Shein Arba. What are those Shtayim and what are the Arba? So the Shtayim are the ones that are listed beferish in the Torah. Lahara or Lehetiv. Lahara or Lehetiv is a commitment. It obviously is not a guarantee of truth. It's not coming now to speak truth or non-truth. It's only coming to commit yourself to do something in the future. That would leave no room at all for a concept of Shvuei Sheker. Shvuei Sheker is irrelevant. I mean, if I don't keep a Shvuei that I'm going to make about the future, that's not a Shvuei Sheker. Because at the time that I made the Shvuei, it wasn't a lie. I ended up not keeping it. What would I be over on that? Lo yachel devaro. I wouldn't be over. Don't make your words into chuli. Don't ignore your commitments. But that has nothing to do with using the Shem Hashem, Barnea. That has nothing to do with using the Shem Hashem to say a lie. So that concept of saying a lie, I mean, that's much closer to Shvuat Shav. Shvuat Shav, indeed, is using God's name in vain. Using God's name in vain, one could say totally in vain, which is to make a joke of something. You'll swear about something that obviously is not true. You take a look at the Gemara's examples, you take a look at a pole and claim it's a human, and swear, this is clearly a human. So that already is complete shav. Shav means meaninglessly. However, the Pasuk mentioned shav twice in the Luchas. Kilo yinakeh Hashem, and once again says, Asher yisad shmo la shav. So one of those lashavs broadens the idea of do not use the Lord's name in vain, which is the way any goy understands it. You get up and you say a Shvuah Sheker using the Lord's name in vain, because it was a lie. And you're trying to back it up by using the Lord's name, right? That's what they'll tell you in court. So that is a remez, at least, according to one Mandi Amar, to this other idea of Shvuah Sheker. But interestingly enough, our Mishnah is focusing on a Shvuat Bitui. That Shvuat Bitui has two modalities. One which is commitment, and the other one which is this idea of veracity, backing up one's statement. And that these are included in the dinam of Shvuat Bitui, which means that they're included in the parsha of Korban Olah V'Yireh. And that we should look for the remez of the extension of Shvuas into this non-lo yachel devaro area, which has nothing to do with what you've committed yourself to, which is closer to Nedarim, in terms of the way that it impacts you. We're going to learn it, Dafka, in this Parsha, not in terms of Shav. So that's all of this we need to take into consideration. Of course, the Gemara is going to go through the various Limudim as we go, but we can already see the direction that we're tending in. So that means that we take the Shtayim, which is Ochal V'lo Achal, and that I know from Lehara or Leitiv, to do bad or to do good, you know, to satisfy my own self or to deprive my own self. And what are the Arba? Shein Arba. We take those, and we'll see where we learn it out from in the Pasuk, and we say, not only are they there to teach me about the future, but they're also there to teach me about the past. So if I take that same Lehara Leitiv, and I say, instead of I will eat or I won't eat, I did eat, or I didn't eat, then that becomes the extension of Shvuos Bitui, and L'chaira, the Mishnah, is trying to tell me that that extension is chayev in the Korban Oil of Yerei. We're going to see whether that assumption now is true, that we're really focusing on Korban Oil of Yerei. So we have a remiss to take the Shnayim, Lahorah Leitiv, into the equivalent in the past, which is I was Meiria, I was Meitiv. Okay, now when it comes to Yediot HaTumah, so what's the Shtayim Shein Arba? What's the Shtayim? So the Shtayim, as we saw in the Pasuk, that's the given of Yediot HaTumah, is Vehu Tamei V'Ne'alam, which means that he forgot the fact that he was Tamei in the context of Nifnas HaMikdash or Achilat Kodesh. All right, so that's the ones that are given. What's the Arba? So the two are Yediyat Tumat Kodesh and Yediyat Tumat Mikdash, which you then forget. What's the Arba? Not the Tuma, but the actual Kodesh or Mikdash. You know that you're Tumah, but you forgot that this is Kodesh or that this is Mikdash. We'll see the question of forgot the Isser. Didn't recognize that despite the fact that you once knew the Isser, that somehow it applies here. That we'll talk about what precisely defines Ha'alama later. And then Yitziyot HaShabbat, Shtayim Shein Arba, what's the Shtayim? Well, the Shtayim is the given. The Torah talks about not to be motzi. So the Shtayim is two modalities of Otzah, in which you could be standing inside, which we said yesterday, we call that the Ba'al HaBayit, or you're standing outside, we call that the Ani. The question is, do you take something out of Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim? Or do you move something while you're in Rishut HaYachid, from Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim? That's two different types of Hotza'ah. So one is Hotza'ah Da'ani, one is Hotza'ah Da'ba'al HaBayit. What is the Arba? In that we learn out in the same way the Torah is Makbid, in being Motzi, which by definition means to take out of a well-defined spatial environment into a more broadly defined spatial environment. So that, again, is dependent on mechitzot and on the way that we delineate the rishos, as we saw back in Hilchos Shabbos. So too, the hachnasa, which is to go in the other direction. If the Torah is makpid on changing the type of spatial coordinates of an object and doesn't require us to do a shinoi in the object itself, and that too is amazingly included in the concept of malacha, and if that's the case, there should be no difference in the hachnasa, in the opposite direction. So there too, we have the hachnasa de ani, and hachnasa de balabayit, whether it follows logically, whether we have a plus, all of those issues we discussed back in Hilchot Shabbat, in the Masechet Shabbat. Marot negayim, shnayim shein arba. What are the shnayim? The shnayim are the ones that are mentioned beferish. Over there it says in the Torah, Yebisaro, a se'et, or Yebisaro, b'saro baheret, levana. But since there it also talks about sapachat, and we understand that sapachat is not something that is a variation, meaning a third type of nega. Because the word sapachat doesn't mean something in and of itself. The word sapachat means secondary to, sifachinina, add me on to. As a hang-along. So we understand that there must be a tolda of the se'et and a tolda of the baharet, which equals four different marot negaim. Now the order of those marot negaim, that's a machlokas and negaim, which we're going to just get into here. Our problem, however, is that now that we've said this, our Mishnah seems to be an impossible combination of shitot. Why? Because there's not one Tana that could have said all of these four variations of Shnayim Shein Arba. Mani matnitin. It doesn't work out according to either of the two primary modes of darshaning the Torah. We know that we have Rabbi Akiva's approach, which is the normative one from Mishnayos, and Kulam Alibida Rabbi Akiva, and we have Rabbi Yishmael's approach. Those approaches differ in very fundamental ways. The most fundamental is the question of whether Dibrat Torah Kelashon B'nei Adam. Remember, Rabbi Akiva's approach is every last possible meaning, even if it's a tag of the oat, is coming to teach you halacha. Tilei tilim shel halachot. According to Rabbi Yishmael, Dibrat Torah kelashon b'nei adam. You don't have a drasha, what's so bad if you don't have a drasha for it? That is an amazingly different issue. Then, of course, we have the question whether we're derish ribui and miyute, or we're derish klau prado klau. The midah shatar nedreshes, I'll leave the Rabbi Yishmael. are fundamentally different, give you all different picture of that. These are not small questions. Money matniti. You can't stam combine a Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is outrageous in a way. So it doesn't work out either according to Rabbi Yishmael's approach or according to Rabbi Akiva's approach. He had Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael denies the chiyuv of Shvuas Bitui L'Shavar. He says, Beferish, Shalmar, Eno Chayav, Ela Latid Lavo. He doesn't have the drusha to include L'Shavar. So how do you get Shnayim Shein Arba? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. Somebody's going to get shot. E Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Al Elem Tuma Chayav, Eno Chayav Al Elem Mikdash. That's all very nice. Rabbi Akiva happens to hold Shnayim Shein Arba by the din of Shvuah, but he doesn't hold Shnayim Shein Arba on the din of Yediyot Tuma, because he holds only what the Torah said, which is V'hu Tamei V'Ne'alam. That's the only halama that we can talk about. A halama of the Migdash or halama of the Kadesh, that is not included in this Chiyuv of the Karban. Says the Gemara, I'm not concerned about this. Ibaitem Rabbi Yishmael, Ibaitem Rabbi Akiva, none of this is Mechayev, because I'll tell you very simply, you're making an assumption that when we list all of these things, necessarily it has to be more than the Isur. It has to be, it's included in the Parsha, the Karbanos, whatever. Who says that that's the case? Remember, we had this also in the close of Malkus, Masechet Malkus, exactly the same question, where we talked about Rava saying you could do something, Bichayev, five things. Turns out he meant five Isurim, not five Malkus. Who says that over here we're talking about Shnayim Shein Arba that are all Chayev? Maybe he's talking about Isurim, which indeed I can be Marva, and there's no Chiyuv. What's so bad about that? Shnayim Shein Arba may just be variations on a theme of Isser, not on a theme of Malkus or of Karban. So I could say either way. I could say, Ibait Eimer Rabbi Yishmael. I could say that it's Mehem L'Chiyuv or Mehem L'Ftur. There are Shnayim Shein Arba. It's just not so simple that you'd be chayav carbon. That's all he says. You're not chayav carbon. He says it's not usher. Or Ibai Temer Rabbi Akiva. And he also said you're not chayav. For me and the chayav and me am liftor. So why can't it mean that? Oh, no, no, no. He says, of course it can't mean that. Because remember, this whole Mishnah is a stretch. It's a big stretch. So, okay, Mela, you want to focus on the structure of Shnayim Shein Arba. That's all very nice. But you're certainly not going to stretch to make the structure of Shnayim Shein Arba when some of them mean truly Shnayim Shein Arba and other mean, well, the Isser is Shnayim Shein Arba, but the Onesh is in Shnayim Shein. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can't leave Torah. What do you mean? How can you say that these two cases, or one of these two cases, whether depending which one, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yishmael, is leave Torah? It can't be leave Torah. Are we not using the Mishnah to compare Marot Negaim, Chiyuv of Shabbos, to all of these? Now, by Marot Negaim, and Marot Negaim, Tosis points out, the reason we don't mention that it has to be similar to Shabbat, they're all Chayyim, they're all exactly the same in terms of the Chiyuvim of Shabbos, is because in the end we prove what are the two that are four by Shabbos, because if you take a look in the Mishnah in Shabbos, the two that are four are actually four that are eight. So we've got a lot more possible iterations on Shabbos. So that later on, the Gemara proves, Lamaisa, that the type of Shnayim Shein Arba that we're referring to on Shabbos have to be Shnayim Shein Arba of Chiyuv, not Shnayim Shein Arba, which are mentioned in the Mishnah over there, where, let's say, the Baal HaBayit sticks out his hands, but the Ani takes it from it. Where over there, he didn't do Anoch. So over there, you're not Chayiv, but it's Osir. So we say, how do we know that that can't be the case? Oy. Because Shabbat has to be similar to Negayim. So it all boils down to Negayim. So if we're utilizing Negayim, you're telling me there's some difference between a Se'et and a Sapachat? There's no difference between the Baharat and the Sapachat of the Baharat. They all have exactly the same dinim. They're all Mechayev you to bring a carbon mitzera in order to become tar from your nega. It's not a mitzvah of some kind. It's a straight out extension of the dinim of Tum'at Negaim. So Mahatam Kula Lechiyuva. Just like that case, and remember it's a stretch, if we're including that case, then it's got to be that the others are similar to that case. So afhachanami kula l'chiyuva. So that's not the answer. Don't give me this, some of that in Rav Tur. Okay, says the Gemara. Okay, I take that back. I don't mean really liftur. When Rabbi Yishmael said that eno chayav ella, did you think that that meant that you're not chayav at all? And therefore you had to say liftur? That's not what he meant. He was referring to the carbon. He was saying, carbon ela v'yered is limited to the cases that are given la'ara oleiti. But, I mean, certainly as far as the chiyuv of Malkus is concerned, mavo malkut, chiyuv mechayev, you're certainly chayev Malkus. So who's to say that the Mishnah is talking about shvua b'shogeg? Yes, it's true that the stretch of the Mishnah is based on the presentation of the sugya and the Torah in the context of shogeg. That's true. But who's to say that when we're talking about the Shnayim Shein Arba element, that it necessarily means in terms of carbon? After all, Rabbi Shmuel is made that you're chayev Malkus on any type of Shvuas Bitui. And that follows Rava. Get a Rava? D'yomar Rava. B'feirush. D'yomar Rava. B'feirush riptat Torah Shvuat Sheker. Dumya de Shvuat Shav. Ma Shav l'she'avar af Sheker nami l'she'avar. Why are we bringing over here Rava? Because our first thought is, you can't mean a Chiyev of Malkus, because Rabbi Yishmael, we're going to see, on a Lav She'en Bo Maaseh, I mean, L'chora, you would say that he would hold Lav She'en Bo Maaseh in Lokin Alav. And we're going to get into that whole question. What is Rabbi Yishmael's personal Shita? L'gabi Lav She'en Bo Maaseh. But our assumption is that in Lokin Alav. So therefore, we're explaining, this is how Rashi understands it. Tosfos has a very different approach. But Rashi says, look, we need to come on to Rava over here, because Rava says, the way that we know that there's a din of Shua Sheker, that is L'Shavar, that Sheker, by definition, Sheker means it already happened. I can't make a Sheker about what's going to happen. I can make a Sheker what's going to happen, but only as a literal shove. Right? So I could say, I am going to fly up to the moon with anti-gravity. Now, we know that you don't have an anti-gravity device. So, Lamaisa, that's not sheker, that's shove. It's just ridiculous. We don't question the issue that we should say maybe he's really telling the truth if he's ready to swear about it, right? But there's another type of sheker which involves, is it true or not? Which is not, on the face of it, not true. It just happens to be not true. So Rava says, look, the reason that it says ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisach shmo lashav, which is the second shav, is to be medayik lo yinakeh Hashem, but Bezdin will give you Malkus and will be menaki with the Malkus. Jolt goes back to Meseches Malkus, whether you're going to be able to be mechaper on your chorus, all of these issues. You'll notice at the closing of Meseches Makot as well, and not surprisingly, the issues are coming back here now that we've linked it to Masechet Makot. So since the Torah says Bezdin is likin, so therefore Rabbi Shmuel is made a Malkus, yes, even though he's not going to add it to the Parsh of the Korbonus. Since the Torah adds a new type of Shav, a new type of Shav can't be this Shvua. It can't be Lahara Leitev. Because that has no resemblance to Lashav. This is a commitment to doing something in the future. What does that have to do with Shav, for God's sake? The only thing that could be similar to Shav is Sheker. Where in the same way that Shav is a obvious, nonsensical lie, it's possible to have lies that are less obvious, which are similar to Shav. Because it's in vain. The end result is you cannot change the reality of what happened. Did you eat or did you not eat? You're claiming you ate, you didn't eat. So in a sense, it's an extension of shav. It's a less obvious shav. That's got to be a type of shvua, which is shvuas sheker l'sha'avar. And that l'sha'avar is achalti or lo achalti, and that's it. Says Gemara, excuse me, you're saying now Shnayim Shein Arba is Malkus? How is Shnayim Shein Arba Malkus? Achalti velo achalti are two variations of Shvua Sheker. True. You're telling me we just learned out from Rav, you get Malkus? Very nice. You get Malkus. Fine. How about the one which is Le'atid? I will not eat. And you go ahead and eat. Now, obviously, that's a regular law. Lav sheyesh bo maaseh, Malkus. But what are you going to do about the other one? What are you going to do about the I will eat, which is not now a lav sheyesh bo maaseh, which is not included in Rava's Diyuk of Shav, similar to Sheker, because it has no resemblance to Shav. It's a commitment to the future, which I didn't do. When I don't do something, I don't get Malkus. So now, no matter how you look at it, you're trying to tell me he's referring to Shnayim Shein Arba in terms of carbon. He doesn't hold of it in terms of carbon. So you came up with a brilliant solution. No, he means Malkus. And then you only explain to me, how does he mean Malkus? From Rava's Diyuk of Lashav. But that doesn't explain the missing Malkus. We only have 3 out of 4 cases that are Malkus because Lohara Lehetev is only Mechayev you a korban. It's not Mechayev you Malkus because it's Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. So Bishleimah says the Gemara when it comes to Achalti Velo Achalti, fine. You handled that by telling me it's Kidarova. Shalo Ochal, and if he swears I'm not going to eat, and he does eat, I don't need Rava. I mean, that's a regular lav. Sheyesh bo maaseh. But ochal, and then velo achal, and he didn't do it. Why would he be chayav malchus? Hamar. Is that not a lav sheyesh bo maaseh? Ah, says the Gemara. Well, guess what? Actually, the whole need for Rava, we were wrong. We don't even need Rava's diuk. That beit din ar lo kin u menakin. It happens to be that kasava Rabbi Yishmael, lav she'in bo maaseh, lo kino lav. How do you like that? So therefore, the Mishnah is indeed consistent in that all of the examples that are given are examples of chiyuva, but not necessarily chiyuva de korban. So we're talking about chiyuva amalkus. So that works out very well. Okay, so then Rabbi Yishmael, l'shitato, since anyway it was only going a little bit of Rabbi Yishmael, this entire approach, Rabbi Yishmael, l'shitato, holds lav she bo maaseh, lo kin alav, and now everything works out just fine. Says, well, that's very weird, because then we've got to, if this is really a way to explain the Mishnah, then the Mishnah is telling you, it doesn't tell me that it's Rabbi Yishmael. We have to figure it out. So it took the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, the lav shein bo maaseh lo kin alav, and turned it into a Stam Mishnah, right? So then, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan always follow the Stam Mishnah? That's a klal that Rabbi Yochanan had. So, but if that's the case, we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. Yochi kasher Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Since the Amar Rabbi Yochanan in general, halachic is Stam Mishnah, which now we've just proved that this is a Stam Mishnah that claims lav shein bo maaseh lo kin alav, because there's no other explanation of why it would be that the Marot Nigaim would be consistent with the Shnayim Shein Arba of the case of Shuaz Bitui. So now, why is it he holds Stam Mishnah? Vitma Shva Shochal Kikarzu Hayom V'Avar Hayom V'Lo Achla. Remember, we just had, back at the end of Masechet Makot, the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about what the din is in the case. Of exactly the case that we're talking about over here in our Mishnah. Imagine that. What a coincidence. So there it talks about where somebody says, Shavu'ah, she'ochal kikar zo ayom, v'avar ayom v'lo achla. Now over there you remember that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish damrit avayu, Eino loke, but for completely different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan says Eino loke because it's a lav shein bo maaseh. You passively sat around and didn't eat it. How can I be mechayev of you for not doing something, Malkus? Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, that's not the point. It's Eino loke because there's never a moment that you can give him hatra'ah. We're going to say, you better eat that. Thank you. I know. No, I mean you better eat it. Okay, you got some kind of problem. Hey, I told you, you better eat it. Whoops, there's not even enough time to eat it, sorry. So when are you going to give him the Malkus where you're going to say that right now he's doing an Isser? So that's the problem. So it's Hatra'at Safeki. Hatra'at Safeki, Lav Shema Hatra'at. So here, Dafka, Rabbi Yochanan, chooses the wrong approach. Since the very Mishnah in Shavuos that we'll be talking about, that case, is clearly telling me, it only works out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael, later on the Gemara is going to ask, why we didn't attempt to make it work out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva in the same way that we'll see later. But right now, if this is true, that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, and the Mishnah is saying, Atra'at Safek, Lashma Atra'at, so how the heck did Rabbi Yochanan come himself and argue with Reish Lakish and say that actually the problem is Lav Shem Bo Maaseh, if this is the Mishnah of Lav Shem Bo Maaseh? Amazing. Answers the Gemara, it's because, you're right, it is a Stam Mishnah, and you're right, it would have been a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, except that Rabbi Yochanan found actually a steer in the Stam Mishnayas. So Rabbi Yochanan found another Stam Mishnah, and therefore he says, you know what? Here is another Mishnah, right there in Makkos, the Tzadon, Aval HaMotir B'Tahor. Remember, just had this in Makkos. Somebody who leaves over a Korban Pesach that is Tahor, or even breaks a bone in a Korban Pesach, which is an action, which is, but it's Tamei, in either case, ain't a look at the Arba'im. Now, I ask you. I mean, I understand why Shover B'Tamei. Okay, Shover B'Tamei is not Chayim Malkus. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan follows the drasha of Etzem Lotish Bru Bo. What's that Bo? Bo is B'Kasher V'lo B'Pasul. Fine. Since the Pasuk had been talking about the Achil of the Korban, obviously it's a kosher carbon. It's a kosher carbon. Don't break a bone in it. But it was not a kosher carbon anyway. So then the Torah wasn't Mechayev of Yomalkus. Very nice. But what gives you the idea that a motir b'tahor? Why, if you leave over a Korban Pesach, why would you not get Malkus? I mean, is it not the obvious reason? Because it's totally passive to leave over something. So it's because it's a lav mishum davi lav she'in bo maaseh. The chol lav she'in bo maaseh ain lo kin alav. So Zigmarina, wait a second over here. You're jumping to so many conclusions. We know that we have major machlokas, which we also discussed there, between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, about lav anitak laaseh. All of these sugyas we dealt with in Malkus. We just finished learning these sugyas. You jumped to the conclusion, well, that's not an option. Can't be the reason that I put there is because it's lav anitak laaseh. Must be because Rabbi Yochanan, gosh, what other option is there? Undoubtedly, it's because it's a lav shem bo maaseh. Ma pitom, what would you have thought? You read that. You would have said it's because it's a lav anitak laaseh. Everybody knows that notar is the classic lav anitak laaseh. So, yes, what kind of business is that to claim that that's a stam mishnah that is now soteret this stam mishnah? Why would you think, umimai de Rabbi Yaakov, why would you think that this is Rabbi Yaakov Shita that we had before? The Omar Lav She'in Bo Maaseh Ein Lo Kin Alav. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the reason that your potter on Notar is Mishum Dabar Katuv Litein Aseh Achar Lo Taseh. But if it hadn't been that it was a Lav and Itak Laaseh, Halav Achi, you would have been like him. So this was a major sugya we had both in Sanhedrin and in Makkos. And here is how it went. Remember Titania. Okay, that's the famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. This is the model of Lav Anitak Laaseh. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, no, that's not the point. Lo min Hashem Uzeh. It is not the result of that rule. It's because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh that you don't get Malkus, not because it's a lav anitak laaseh. The lav shein bo maaseh ain lo kin alav. So you, imagine what you just did. You had a stam mishnah, and in order to create a machlokas and a stam mishnah, which would enable Rabbi Yochanan to somehow justifiably ignore one stam mishnah because he got another stam mishnah, created a machlokas and a stam mishnah at your convenience. By making the assumption, well, surely we're not believing that Noser is potter because it's a lav anitak laaseh. It must be because it's lav shein bo maaseh. That's outrageous. Where do you get such an idea? Maybe it's going on Libet Rabbi Yehuda, which we find in so many places, that we take for granted that Olav and Itak Lase is you're not looking Olav. You're right. Okay. But, you know what? I got you an even better Mishnah that he can be Seimechlein. Here, in Shavuos. How do you like that? Later on in our very own Masechta, there's another Stam Mishnah. Elahai Stama Ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan found this Stam Mishnah. Listen to this. Shu'a Shaloch HaKikarzo. Guy makes a Shavuos, I will not eat this Kikar. And then he repeats it. Shu'a Shaloch Lena. So you think he's over it twice? No. If he's Achla Eno Chayav Ella Achat, he's only Chayav once. Why? Because he's now being Nishba L'Kayim Et HaMitzvah, because he already created the mitzvah. So he's already Mushba V'Emed. You can't make a Shavuah on something that you already have a Shavuah. Okay, that's just the ending of a Mishnah. What's important to us are the following words. And now we have taught you the meaning of Shavuot Bitui. This is a Shavuot Bitui. Shechayavina Zedona Makot Val Shigata Korban Olavi Horeid. And it needs to fit this particular model. What is this particular model? A shvua that you are not going to do something lahaba, and you went ahead and you did it. But very conspicuously leaves out the case where you committed yourself to do something lahaba and didn't eat it. Now, why do you think that the Mishnah is stressing Zohi, and this is the case and the only case? Don't make the mistake of thinking that it would be exactly the same thing if you had said, I will eat, but didn't eat, even though it's passive. Oh, no way. So, I mean, what does that mean? Zohi dechayavan azdanamakas. Okay. Is that not saying that only this case where you could be over on your shvua commitment latid by doing it actively, that's the only case that you're going to be chayav malkus? But in the other case where you commit yourself to eating something, and then you end up not eating it. Ochal v'lo'achal, lo laki. That in that case, you would not get malchus. And why not? There's no love in it to glace there. There's only one possible explanation. That the Mishnah is saying, you cannot include in the chiyuv of malchus, a lav shem bo ma'aseh, a direct contradiction of the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, which we've just proven is committing the sugya of Shnayim Shein Arba Bashuas to be similar to Maris Negayim, and which it says that you are Chayav Malkus and Olav Shein Bo Ma'aseh. So how do you explain that, says Rabbi Yochanan? Obviously, this Stam Mishnah clearly is the opposite of that Stam Mishnah. I mean, if it's the opposite, I mean, what is Rabbi Yochanan like? What does he do? Like the teachers mark the test by throwing him down the stairs and whichever one. I mean, what kind of business is that? I mean, Michti, high Stam of a high Stam. What is there about that Mishnah that makes him follow it? My chazid oviki hai stama. Leviki hai stama. I mean, why not take the opening Mishnah as the actual explanation of the definitive statement of what the din is of the law? That's a problem to you. And Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who seems to have gotten very confused, how do you explain him? Rebbe Gufa. I mean, how do... What we... He can't. He, first, he says one thing, and then he turns around and makes another thing. How do you explain that? So we only have one possible explanation, and that is that a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. He obviously changed his mind. If he changed his mind, you don't change your mind backwards into the past. It's not Shavuot Shein Arba. It's only forwards in the future. Rebbe. So the last Mishnah, that fortunately, it occurs in the same Masechta. And therefore, Yesh Seder LaMishnah. So the last Stama is the Stama that you have to follow. So you'll say, so why did he leave the original Mishnah Shavuot Shtayim? That's never a problem, because we always have a klal, Mishnah Lo Zazav Mimekoma. Once people have been learning a particular approach, you don't change it on them. You need to give them new data, but you can't delete the old data and have them sitting there scratching their head. What? I know there was something else that I had learned. So, okay, so then you have to figure out that indeed there was a development in Rebbe's thinking. Elami Koras Avar, indeed, originally he held the Lav She'in Bo Ma'aseh Lokin Alav. Usatma, he made that the Stam Mishnah. So he constructed this whole Mishnah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael, and made it, turns out misleadingly, the definitive statement of the din of Lav She'in Bo Ma'aseh. By the time he reached the end of the Masechta, Hoda Sofer ain't looking alive. So then he needed to be sotem that Mishnah, which he did. Umishnah lo zazah mimkoma. Then therefore we have a Mishnah that is indeed something of an anachronism, but we need to keep things in their anachronic order in order that people should know what was the development of the thinking and not get confused. So now we leave our Mishnah, to be going, I leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, to be based on the question of whether Lav Shem B'Maaseh Lo Kin Alav, to search for a common denominator in Malkus, instead of searching for a common denominator in Korban, which of course leaves us scratching our head, pardon the pun, when it comes to the Maris Negoim, because, I mean, there your Korban, not talking about Malkus, talking about Korban. So anyway, it's not consistent. But all of these questions, we will continue tomorrow.
So we'd only say this, that he changes the mind that's in one Masechta.
That's always the rule, even post-Mishnah. We always go according to the latest thinking. Because we see the latest thinking being the taking into consideration of everything that was thought of until now. And even though, no, I'm saying even in the Gemara, even among the Amoraim, we will follow the das of the latest thinking. Remarkably. Because the latest thinking always has the advantage of having seen all the earlier thinking. There we know by the years. I'm saying within the Mishnah, we only know because Yesh Seder LeMishnah. Which means that it was written in order. No, that's a machlokas. There may be Seder LeMishnah even more than Perek Aleph Beit Gimel. That definitely is in order. Not the Rishonim explain. Yesh Seder LeMishnah is not a contradiction to the concept of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The meaning of Mishnah is Seder. The question is whether the Mishnah also provides a recording of the development of the thinking, or whether it's only meant to structure a particular way of looking at things, which, as we said, Rebbe included 13 different levels within that structure, but there's certainly far more that needs to be included. So that's in machlokas, whether we say Yesh Seder LeMishnah, between two Masechtas. As I'm saying over here, we avoid that problem because it's here in the same Masechta. So that Mishnah, those other people, I'm just pointing out that this is part of the overall sense of the organic thinking of Torah, of the holistic thinking of Torah. And it's no different than any human being would do. He needs to realize how he got to this place. Otherwise, he's only living in the moment, which is the opposite of Shmira. The meaning of Shmira is to see the Seder. You need to know how your life developed in order to have a life. That's part of the examined life, is that idea. It's the examination of your thinking, not just of your behavior. So everybody searches, ultimately, to develop his own identity by understanding where he came from. How did I get here? So I'm learning the Mishnah. It needs to be exactly the same way. So of course it's always the cutting edge, but the cutting edge has a vast history and it has a pattern, and you need to have that grasp, which is called Shmira. That's the Vishamru Derech Hashem, or the Vishamru, as the Rambam says, that's the Derech Emet. It's all about going somewhere. It's not about having something. There are people who need to have something and are satisfied reading the Shulchan Aruch or reading the Mishnah Berurah. That's the opposite of Torah. The whole point of Torah is that it needs to incorporate its entire history. That's part of the disaster, Bizman Hazeh. And nobody cares. I'm not interested. Just tell me what to do. You know, it's just this new, give me the latest text. That's not called the cutting edge, the latest text. The cutting edge is where there's a whole knife behind it. That's cutting, right? Okay, gentlemen, moving on now from our philosophy discussion.
Is it possible, right?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Rebbe even, because it was maybe an old Mishnah from way before, he included knowing that he's going to say that was...
It's also done, but always the Rishonim say because people know it.
Yeah, it was so important.
It's not, it's right. It became now engraved in people's approaches. And if you want to tell people, and this talks about the Farish and Idyas. Why do we record things that are completely off the wall? We know we're not going to go according to Beit Shammai. What do we need to have this whole development? Because somebody's going to come along one day and say, now listen, I know that this is the way that we saw it and that we all found. You have to be able to tell them. That's true. And there was that approach. And here's how it is that we addressed it. And this is what was wrong with it. At least the way we were seeing it at the time. And we've moved on and just move on with us. But otherwise, you end up with sects. Which this one said, this is the way we saw things exactly like today. It's the same sect. Because once it becomes this textual Torah, So now anybody who preserves a particular text is like the scholastics. This is the way we did it. This is the way we read about it 300 years ago. How can we change it? If so, such and such a Talmud Chacham said it. I mean, that whole thing is the opposite of the development of Torah. It's the opposite of any derech, right? So Memela, we're very, very careful, even when we have only through tragedy, but we have to write texts, and we know what's bad about writing texts in these fashion. We know that it's no longer dialectic. We understand the dangers of writing down Torah Shabbat Petra, point that it's one of the most disastrous things that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. So we do our absolute best to keep the text as a living document of change. And we've seen this again and again, that Rebbe goes out of his way to make you totally confused. Mishnayos are written not to be understood. That's what's so amazing about it. He'll use the most absurd words where you can have a completely different interpretation. An entire Mishnah, which is like, you open up Baba Kama, you don't know what they're talking about. What exactly is this Mave Jazz anyway? You end up having two totally different structures to the Masechta, depending on whether you're including Adam Mamazim and not including Adam, the two types of Shor. I mean, it's unbelievable. Can't you just tell me what you want? Of course not. That's the whole point. I don't want to tell you. Because we haven't made up our minds either. We understand that, of course, there's a Rabban Shmuel's approach. What, are you crazy? I'm giving you the Luchay Sabris. We're talking about the possibilities. We're going to leave out a whole piece of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So you're going to have to scratch your head and say, well, this can't be right. It's impossible. The Mishnah must be missing something. So what's it missing? Now we can argue about what is it missing. Right? All of these things are attempts to make absolutely certain that nobody should get their full information out of a text. And the complete hefkeres today, in which texts now have become definitive, that's a disaster. That's like the ultimate disaster that always Rebbe did his best to avoid. So poskening, according to the latest, is at least the way in which we avoid that kind of thing. Did that never change? Just because somebody said something, so I have to, I'm stuck with this precedent. Why should I be stuck with this precedent? Okay. Now let's continue. Yeah, exactly. Now this is the Mishnah. Mishnah lo zazami mekoma. Using the same language. Correct. We'll actually refer constantly to it. The Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna. Go through the whole sugya using those terms. So we can understand what changed. That, by the way, is the fun of learning Gemara, right? Because what you feel is that you're in the midst of this ongoing dialectic. I mean, it's like that. That's the geschmack of people who really learn Gemara, as opposed to the academic studying of what did Rabbi Akiva say. Rabbi Akiva didn't say nothing. We're talking it over now. That's the point. That's how you feel, right? Which is what the Gemara goes out of its way to include these absurd discussions, which I couldn't care less about. What do I care that they happened to be in the shuk of Imam to buy an animal when this was discussed? Really now? Just give me the data, boys. No, that's the point. I want to give you the data. I want you to smell the marketplace. I want you to be sitting at the table. I want you to hear what one of the participants calls the other one a total ass. That's what I want you to hear. I want you to know when somebody kicks somebody else under the table. I mean, literally, the Gemara talks about somebody kicks someone under the table. He shouts, "What are you kicking me for?" I need to know that. Because I got to be sitting at that table. That's the point. It's an amazing document. It never has any dryness in it, except to people who don't believe that it lives. So now you see there are people in the yeshiva scratching their head. Well, why did it say this? What does this teach us? Why did he use this lashon and that? What exactly does that teach? I'm not saying it doesn't teach, but they lose the humor. It's not funny. It's just something to be sitting about and analyzing. It's meant to be hilarious. So if somebody's giving you these kind of words, you're meant to laugh, the same way they laughed at the table. If the Gemara talks to us about how Reish Lakish sits down on the table and starts kicking his feet up and down, and they said, "Do you want a pillow?" No, my stomach is big enough, believe me. Those kinds of discussions are meant to give you the sense of humor that real people had when they were doing things. And that the humor is gone. Religion always does it. It takes away all the humor. But no, that's like the first thing is, you know, people have to look very, very serious. You got to be old. You can't be young. I mean, if you're not old, then there's no covenant in it. All right. I mean, you certainly don't expect your recent Gedolim to be lying on their, you know, kicking their feet while they're discussing this subject. Nifte. Tanami makot solik. Maishna de tani shivuos. Mishum de tani chayav al rosh shtayim achat bikan vechat bikan vala zakan shtayim mikan vishtayim mikan achat b'lamata. Does that not sound remarkably evocative to you that it's chodet b'chayav al tartan? So tani shivuos shtayim shein arba. So maishna achat tani al kulo. All the four cases of shayim shein arba. Umaishna gavi yitziot ha-shabbat umarot negayim to lo katani al kulo. I mean, because you're forgetting Shvuot v'Yediyota Tumah Gabei Adadi Ktivan, and they're damyan da Adadi in terms of Korban El V'Yorei. So I had no choice. Tana lo Gabei Adadi. Once we've got two, so then Tana Kula. Okay, now how about the structure of the Mishnah? Patach b'Shvuot Mefarish Yediyota Tumah. Why? Well, it's because I did the Zutim Elia relative to the Shvuot. So let's finish that off, okay? Pasik Shoylo. V'Hada Tani Shvuos. We're having the Fishim Elia. All right, now let's analyze what each case is. Shvur shtayim shein arba. Shtayim would be obviously what it says in the pasuk. She'ochal v'shelo ochal. The shein arba extends the future shvur into the past, which of course completely now changes the nature of the shvur into shvur sheker. So now it's called achalti v'shelo achalti. Yediyot atuma shtayim shein arba. Shtayim would be v'hu tamei v'ne'alam. So that's yediyot atuma in terms of kodesh. Yediyot atuma in terms of mikdash. The Shein Arba would allow the Ha'aloma to be not on the Tumah, but on the Kodesh and the Mikdash per se. Yitziyot Shabbat Shtayim Shein Arba. Shtayim would be Hotza'ah in the two modalities of Oni and Balabayit. And Shein Arba would be Hachnasah, which isn't mentioned in the Farish of the Oni and Hachnasah to Balabayit. Marot Negaim would be the Shtayim Shein Arba. I understand the Shtayim, obviously, the ones mentioned in the Farish in the Pasuk, which is Se'etu Baheret. Shein Arba is the remez of the Sapachat to told us. There must be Se'et V'tolata, Baheret V'tolata. So money not needed. Lo Rabbi Yishmael, lo Rabbi Akiva. I Rabbi Yishmael omar enu chayav, ela al ha'atid lavo. And I Rabbi Akiva, omar alayalim tumahu chayav, enu chayav alayalim migdash. Why is that a problem? You buy them Rabbi Yishmael, but them Rabbi Akiva. Who's to say that they all have to be chayav? Maybe they're just osir. So you buy them Rabbi Yishmael, man, look, you have me on the tour. Or you could say, you buy them Rabbi Akiva, man, look, you have me on the tour. You cannot say liftur. Or do it in front of the Gaim Katani. Mahatam kula lechiyuv, afachanami kula lechiyuv. Okay, so you know what? It's not chiyuv korban. It's chiyuv malkus. So Rabbi Yishmael, if you love chayav Rabbi Yishmael, l'sha'avar korban, it's certainly chayav malkus. That we know from Rava. The Amar Rava beferush ripta Torah shvuat sheker dumin shvuat shav. Mashav l'shaavar af sheker nami l'shaavar. And the Torah says loyna ke Hashem, but beidin malkin uminakin. That's a bishle machalti v'lo achalti. You could say is malkis kid a Rava. Shlo ochal v'achal zeken in the law in the Torah. It's a law sheish bo ma'aseh. But how about the case of ochal v'lo achal? You only have three out of four Chayav Malkus. Amai, isn't it a lav she'in bo ma'aseh? So, because of Rabbi Yishmael lav she'in bo ma'aseh lo kinola. Oh, now hold on. If that's the case, then we have a stam Mishnah that's telling me that lav she'in bo ma'aseh lo kinola. Yochi kash to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Rabbi Yochanan halakha ki stam Mishnah. Vi'it marshua she'ochal ki kerzo ayon. Mi'avar ayon v'lo achala. Rabbi Yochanan shlok shamer tavayu ain't a loka, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan and loka b'shem tavayu lav shem b'masa. Chol lav shem b'masa ain't lokin alav. Can you imagine? Was Rabbi Shlokish shomar? Yeah, ain't a loka, not because of that, but because it's atrat safek. Atrat safek lav shema atras. And Rabbi Yochanan has to go out of his way to argue with Rabbi Shlokish when there's a beferish mishnah that says that Rabbi Shlokish is right and the issue is not lav shem b'masa. And it's because Rabbi Yochanan stomach rina ashka. Where? I stomach. Even the high stomach that's not aval hamotir betohor vashover betamei ain't a lokeh to arba'im as a bishle b'shover betamei tefkli be'etzim lotish brubo bo b'kashev alo b'pasul. But why in the world would a motir betohor my time must be lav v'shuvda v'lav shem b'maaseh v'lav shem b'maaseh no kinola? Ha ha! So that's a stomach. No, It's much more reasonable to say when we make a machok, it's Tam Mishnah. It's going on the Rabbi Yehuda, and it's because of Lavanit Teklasim. But Enoch Inami, if it wouldn't have been for Be'esh Tisrofu, then I would have been Chayev Malkus on Notar. Remember the Machorke? The Tanya. That's not the reason. Anyway, scotch that. And it can't possibly be a machloket in stomach where you have a simple way out of saying that it's going aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Elahai stamashkach. Later on in Shavuos it says, Shavuah shalochal kikar zo. That's talking about la'atit. And they repeat Shavuah shaloch lena vachla. Enochai valachat. And we want you to make very clear to yourself. Don't forget. Zohi shvat bitushchay vinaz dona makot v'ashigiyata korban. Not olav yored. Not any other variation. So zohi dechayam vinaz dona kareit. But the other obvious one, which is in the pasuk beferish, lehara oleitiv. What's leitiv? Ochal. And then in the end, loachal. That one you wouldn't get malchus on. Why not? Because it's a lav shem bo maaseh. There you go. So michli haistama vaistama, my chazidoviki haistama, laviki haistama. Nu, man, the tainich rebi gufe. What, he's driving us nuts? Hechi satam lan hacha hachi vacha hachi. Elami koras of our lav shemo maase lokin alav. He made that the opening stam mishnah. Clearly he changed his mind. So oras of our in lokin alav. And then he went ahead to be so tame that. Why not just erase the first mishnah? We never do that. Mishnah lo zazah mim komah.